This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And then yesterday, Robert De Niro, he was asked about the success of the Roseanne reboot. He took a shot at the president and said, quote, "We're at a point with all of this where it's beyond trying to see another person's point of view. There are ways that you can talk about that. But we're at a point where the things that are happening in the country are so bad, and it comes from Trump. There are so many people who have left this administration. It's a serious thing. So I don't care about Roseanne." Well, it sounds like De Niro isn't happy that there finally is a TV show that actually appeals to Americans that they actually want to watch. His reaction, the author of the best-selling book, Vengeance, he's been incognito. He's been missing in action. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Well, it's good to be with you. And the fact is, we're in the middle of a cultural civil war. And the language is the language of a civil war. People say horrendous things, and they mean them. I mean, I think on the left, the level of hostility at every single zone. If you look at people like Marco Rubio being charged with, he's responsible for murder if he takes money from the NRA. I mean, this is the kind of horrific language that makes it impossible to bring people together, because they really are that far apart.
Yeah. So the president is not a target. We learned that. And we know that the Washington Post even reporting, all right, the Mueller's unlikely to indict Trump, a sitting president. Collusion isn't a crime. And I'm watching all of this unfold, and he's going to issue a series of reports on all of this. And then we see this whole other side where Hillary steals a primary. Then Hillary has the fix, and we know she deleted acid wash, subpoenaed emails, breaks up, you know, different devices. All that happens. Then we find out she's the one that paid for the phony Russian dossier. You have the cover up of the crime she committed with Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, and of course Loretta Lynch. And then they lie to a FISA court. We have real evidence and real proof. No evidence of Trump Russia collusion. But that's all the rest of the media talks about. And then, of course, the president has a lot of success stories. Nobody talks about that either. Why?
Well, let me go back to a very simple model. We're in a cultural civil war. If you are the left, you never talk about your side's weaknesses, and you never acknowledge the other side's strengths. And, of course, what's happening to the left is, if you're an average American, you see more jobs every month, more investment every month. You see Trump doing what he promised he would do. You see him standing up for America. And your choice is left-wingers who think it's okay to have thousands of people cross the border versus protecting America. You know, inch by inch, Trump is actually organizing, exactly like Andrew Jackson, a majority that I think will get him reelected and that will actually be decisive in changing America's future.
Well, Newt Gingrich there, talking about the cultural war, and speaking of Roseanne, this week's episode raised to Meyer. Of course, anytime you mention Trump, which was the first episode, you get people biting back, but the ratings were so overwhelming, it kind of muted it. This week, of course, the left can't help themselves. There was a reference to two other shows that surround, Roseanne, and I thought it was just kind of, a light joke. It wasn't anything, that I thought was either out of character or targeting any kind of race in particular. If you saw it, you remember Roseanne was lying on the couch, kind of sleeping with Dan, her husband, there, and the TV is on. Roseanne and Dan wake up, and Dan says, "Hey, what time is it? Did we miss dinner?" And she says, Roseanne says, "Well, it's 11 o'clock. We slept from Wheel to Kimmel. We missed all the shows about black and Asian families," Dan says. And Roseanne responds, "They're just like us." Well, the left has gone nuts. indicting like some sort of Asian attack, some cultural attack and all that. You know, it's kind of a silly deal. But, hey, you know, they're not about to let Roseanne run away with this deal, right? Unnoticed. We've got more. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
broken. You know, Newt Gingrich is right. It really has become a cultural civil war, has it not? I mean, at a drop of every hat, and I mean, this is on the heels of 50 years of the anniversary of the murder of Martin Luther King, as we were talking with Dr. Alveda King yesterday, about the year of Jubilee, what 50 represents, time for us to let go of those chains that bind us, you know, kind of have that built-in do-over the way God has designed it. But, you know, there's just some people that just are not content with peace. You know, they just feel like there's got to be this strife and all this conflict that's going on. You know, case in point is, you know, this scene about Roseanne that we mentioned. On Tuesday night's episode, AOL writes a joke about ABC's minority-led sitcoms. Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat upset a lot of people as much as the Trump storyline did last week. Now, I would think, Brad, I got to say, I would think that if you were going to be upset and take any exception, you would take exception with the series themselves, Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat. If that doesn't, you know, bring to reference you know, black culture or Asian culture, and especially something like Fresh Off the Boat, I think that sounds a bit demeaning, just in the title of their other sitcom. But here they are, Roseanne's making reference, kind of what we call in the business cross-promotional reference, and they're making it part of the show. So, you know, what happened to the days that, you know, I don't care how you spell my name, but just don't stop talking about me. And here they draw reference to it. And to me, I thought it was very benign. It was just a really quick reference. I thought it was cool. You know, hey, well, how did you say, well, all the way from Wheel to Kimmel? I mean, you know, these are ABC shows, right? And so I would think that, you know, ABC would say, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, you're making reference to our shows, no deal. And I didn't get any kind of demeaning response out of it. But again, when you're, you know, culturally sensitive, if somebody says something like it's all that bad. And what is Roseanne's closing line, you know, about this is that, you know, she says, well, they're just like us. You know, that we missed those shows, but they're, you know, that's just like us, you know, so we kind of live those, you know, whether it's Blackish or Fresh Off the Boat, you know, they're experiencing the same thing as we are. But no, you know, the people that look for exception, you know, create problems, and they go, you gotta be kidding me, you know, so they've brought a whole lot of something out of nothing, but that's what they do. Well, today is the day that, one of the biggest controversies of the 70s, some have said is the biggest scandal. I think we have other scandals, but certainly this was huge. The scandal that happened on Chappaquiddick, a scandal that altered the trajectory I'd say several lives, certainly Mary Jo Kopechne, most importantly, at 28, 29 years old, a young woman who dies in a car accident, you know, that involved a sitting senator who was on a trajectory to become president, the heir apparent of the Oval Office, behind his brother. And the timing of these of what was going on in his older brother's presidency and what was happening to him is uncanny. And because of the moon mission and the success of it, it gave Ted Kennedy some cover. And here we are 50 years later, finally hearing about this, and the movie will be released today nationwide, and this is going to cause a lot of conversation. Here's the trailer from the movie.
Your dad once said to me, tragedy has a way of defining people. Cripples some people. Till they curl up into a ball.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Well, Mr. Kennedy?
Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah?
See, so you're still a man with all the influence.
What the hell happened, Teddy?
It was an accident. I was driving.
A story like this could dominate the headlines for weeks.
Chief, we got a body.
A dead body holds a lot of secrets. Those can be the difference between guilt and innocence. So we need to be in control of them. There's not a lot of senators that are charged with manslaughter that go on to become president.
What do we do to help the senator?
We tell the truth. Or at least our version.
You've been diagnosed with a concussion.
I haven't examined the patient yet.
These theatrics are not going to hold up in a court of law.
Get the hell with you guys!
Not going to be the one defined by my flaws.
If her family doesn't blame you, why should America?
I want to be a great man. I just don't know who I am.
His family perseveres. We have a true compass and we follow.
Moses had a temper. Peter betrayed Jesus. I have Chappaquiddick.
Moses had a temper, but he never left a girl at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Mark Shardy joins us now, and you hear his name, you go, well, where do I know that name from? He was a Major League Baseball pitcher at one time. He's currently the founder and CEO of Apex Entertainment. He has a rich breadth of experience as a film executive and producer. Apex Entertainment is an independent contact production firm that also serves as a financier for media properties. Prior to Apex, Shardy was the co-founder of Mayhem Pictures that had an overall first look deal with Walt Disney Studios for 12 years. Also, he's been associated with such movies like The Rookie, Miracle, Invincible, Game Plan. Boy, you've got quite a list here, Mark. It's been a lot of fun for you, hasn't it?
It has been. Yeah, I kind of started in the film business at a ripe young age of 35 with no experience. So worked out of a garage a couple of years and got lucky and did The Rookie, a movie with Dennis Quaid as my first film, and had played in the minor leagues and signed the same year as Jim Morris, who the movie's about. So that gave us our break and, you know, went on to several sports films.
Yeah, of course, then you did Kevin Costner's McFarlane USA as well, right?
Yeah, that was the last film we did at Disney, and looking at doing some more over there as well, but started this independent film company just so I could do some, you know, interesting, out of the box kind of films like Chappaquiddick.
Right, exactly. I was going to say it would take an independent organization to release and put together Chappaquiddick, right?
Yeah, you know, the story of how this kind of project came to be, you know, when you start taking meetings and telling people what you're doing, you know, you got to attract, you know, great material. So I was having lunch with a friend of mine, Chris Fenton, who's one of the producers on the film, and I was asking about material, and I said, think of us when you have any great scripts. So he called a couple of weeks later, and he said, listen, I got this great script. These young writers that I represent just handed in, but I have no idea how the town's going to respond to it. It's about Ted Kennedy and Chappaquiddick.
Right.
They sent it over, and we loved the script, and then acquired it. and went on the road to trying to make it. And, you know, if we couldn't cast or get a filmmaker on it that we loved, then we wouldn't have made the film. But the town responded incredibly incredibly well and supportive of the script, and we were able to make this film.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Thank you.
everybody that hears Chappaquiddick knows that it involves the scandal around Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne, a film that probably took this long in order to be released because, as you point out in the movie, Ted Kennedy and the Kennedy family were quite protected.
Yeah, I mean, it did take, it's almost 50 years since that, the incident happened. And, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I think that, you know, probably no one wanted to touch it while Ted was alive. And again, I didn't like set out to make this movie. I just got a script that really moved me. And it's a thriller more than anything. You don't have to know anything about Chappaquiddick to enjoy the film. And, you know, when I was reading the script, it just made my hands sweat. And we just said, man, if we could kind of execute at any level what we've got on the page, we're going to have something.
What was it particularly that grabbed a hold of you about the script?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of it, it's like this one week in American history that was, you know, incredible. It was, you know, framed around the moon landing.
Right.
And we have,
exactly.
You know, the opening of our film, you have Walter Cronkite. That whole week that this incident happened was the backdrop was the moon landing, and it gave, you know, Ted unbelievable cover, you know, when this story about Chappaquiddick, which would have been probably on the front page of every newspaper, you know, for months. But you had the moon landing happening, which was obviously JFK's greatest achievement, and then you have juxtaposed with Ted's greatest failing.
Yeah, exactly. Can you hear me okay here, Mark? We were breaking up here for just a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
So it's okay. It's all right. It was just we had a little interruption here. But yeah, exactly. The moon landing, a fulfillment of the vision that his brother JFK had, and here you have this this horrific incident that occurred on Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, it was. It's something when you know the writers, these young screenwriters, never even heard of the word, and when they did, they were like, what is that? We've never heard of it. They started doing some research and downloaded the inquest, a 1,000-page inquest, which was something they did 6 months after this incident, and everyone was under oath. So they took all of that testimony and put this incredible narrative together. And again, with the backdrop of the moon landing, it just gave, you know, this incredible kind of tension and pressure, you know, from the start of the movie, where the accident happens, and then to the end of this kind of nationally televised speech, you know, you get a look inside politics and power and, you know, quite frankly, abuse of power.
Exactly. Well, as you say, they drew this from true accounts documented in the inquest from the investigation back in 1969. For people that are into conspiracy, you're not going to get a whole lot of conspiracy out of this. This is just the facts, isn't it?
Yeah, we tried to kind of really not play to either side of a political party. We knew it would be a pretty charged movie. And what we love so much now, all the screenings we've had, it's been supported incredibly by both sides. Just, you know, whether it's publications like Village Voice or Washington Post, incredible reviews and audiences, you know, they just appreciate that the facts were put down. Obviously, conservative, you know, audiences, you know, have been waiting for a movie like this out of Hollywood for a long time. And, you know, I think everybody needs to support it if they want to see these kind of, you know, fair movies that portray, you know, maybe sensitive subjects, you know, on either side of the aisle.
Yeah, I thought, you know, this was a fair treatment of the topic, something to be documented and something to be understood in our history. And as you say, quite interesting that this was all taking place at the same time that the country was elated about what was happening with our race to space.
Yeah. You know, we tried to really make this portrayal kind of very nuanced. You know, if you go out and just, you know, we could have made a much different movie and really slam Ted and make it, you know, very salacious. And we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make it a lot more interesting and emotional and set up the stakes, set up the pressure that, you know, he's a last son, you know, and they're pointing at him to run next. Both of his brothers were assassinated. Incredible pressure. And with that backdrop, you know, you set the stage for this horrific event and then how, you know, with the family and the pressure and the spin and the cover up that happened afterwards.
Well, and even the Kopechne family, what they must have felt initially, they respected the senator and believed him and then subsequently found themselves doubting Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. You know, when the event happened, you know, they assumed it was an accident. She had drowned. They did not perform an autopsy. They were big fans of the Kennedys and supported. supported him, and it was afterwards that really that's when the doubts came in. Once the facts were laid out, they did not believe Ted's account of what happened, and I think there was always a lot of animosity. You know, we showed the remaining Kopechne family, mm-hmm. her first cousin and son and some other relatives about 3 weeks ago, and they absolutely, you know, responded incredibly well to the movie, and really felt like it's the first time that Mary Jo has been, you know, a real living, breathing person that's funny and smart and ambitious and all the things that, you know, you just see a photo in Chappaquiddick. That's all she's been known for 50 years.
Exactly. And you think of her, I guess I really appreciate more her talent, her background, like you said. I mean, you know, she was 29 years old, but very accomplished. I mean, she had already had worked on some political campaigns, had worked with Bobby Kennedy's campaign. So she had a lot to offer. Very talented gal.
Yeah, she was, and Kate Mara did, I think, a really great job portraying her. And it seems initially they're emotional. It's like you set the stage. You know, she was a huge fan of Bobby Kennedy's, and his life was taken away. So you kind of have, you know, heavy hearts on both, you know, Ted and her. And I think the scenes with them are interesting, and they talk about a lot of things and pressures and everything. So you kind of set up there going into the film.
Well, Mark, as you say, the right, even though you try to make this as apolitical, which I think is almost impossible because you're talking about a political dynasty here and family, but I thought it was fair in how you presented this story and how the writers dealt with this as well. But the left is wincing over this, aren't they?
You know, it's, let's say, I don't think a lot of the media outlets are supporting it. As the other side is, I just, there probably is some pressure coming from, you know, remnants of the family and our distributor kind of pointed out some of these at our premiere. Mm-hmm. And it's been reported on that some outside pressure has been, you know, put on this film. And I think that's what makes it even more important for people to want to see this film and watch a piece of American history. And again, it is a thriller beyond anything. It's something that really kind of pulls you in.
Well, it gives you an inside look at the Kennedys and, as you say, power and politics. And I appreciate this from its historical element. History is so important, I believe, not only to our past, but to the future of this country. And to be able to have as objective perspective on something as historic as this, I think is quite vital to the future of our country. And I appreciate what you guys have done with this.
Well, thank you. You know, it's really fun taking a piece of history. Obviously, this is an unflattering event, but mm-hmm. just it was such a tumultuous time, and you see how these kind of stories emanate, and you know, you learn lessons from this, and 50 years later, it's still relevant.
Mark, at the premieres, what are the people telling you?
People love the movie. That's the most satisfying thing for me is when you test these movies and have screenings and everybody loves it, you know, and it makes people think, and you know, it's not just for one group or another. So you try to entertain people with films and it's there forever. And you know, we hope people find it because I think, you know, everyone that's watched it has responded incredibly well. And that, you know, obviously it gives me satisfaction.
Well, congratulations, Chappaquiddick, The Scandal Around Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne. It'll be nationwide released this coming Friday. Mark Chardy, one of the producers known for Miracle, Invincible, Secretary at the Rookie, McFarlane, USA, and, of course, now this new movie coming to a theater near you, Chappaquiddick. Thank you, Mark, so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me on. Take care.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
God, I'm running for your heart, I'm running for your heart. Here I am, a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day. When I am, a soul on fire. Here I am, a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Here, it's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. As you know, on the show, we have been repeatedly calling out for action regarding Syria. It has been 7 years this week that Syria has been under siege, and the devastation that has taken place is incomprehensible, especially when it comes to our kids. Sonia Kush joins us now, the director of Syrian programs for Save the Children. Sonia, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Well, you've been in the program, I guess, for the last couple of years, last 3 years. You now head up the Syrian Response Office, which has its main office there around northeast Syria. So what you're reporting on is what you have witnessed firsthand yourself. Tell our audience what is going on, because our cry, you know, out to the airways has been, where's the international community? Where is the United States on addressing this issue, because the devastation that has been taking place just keeps on increasing?
Yeah, and unfortunately, last year was the worst year it has been for Syrian children since the war started. More children were killed in 2017 than the 6 years previous, which it's hard to imagine that it's gone on for this long and children are suffering so much. I have 2 million children that are out of school. You have children that can't read or write because they haven't been to school in 5 years. You have children who can't get just basic medical care or nutritious food. You know, what does it come to that a country that was so well off and, you know, middle class, that it's reduced to such levels of poverty in some areas?
Well, you know, you talk about, you know, the grave child rights violations, how they continue, which includes killing, maiming, sexual violence, abduction, recruitment into combat, attacks on schools and hospitals, denial of humanitarian access. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine what these kids have been subjected to? They've been absolutely dehumanized. And, you know, what is their future? What's their sense of hope here, Sonia?
What they all ask us for is for an education, because they see education as their ticket out of being in such difficult circumstances. So for young boys, if we can provide them a school, which then leads to some kind of job training, which then leads to a job, then they don't have to join an armed group. A lot of them join these groups because they just don't have any other way to earn money and support their families. So what we need to do is give them alternatives. And, you know, the U.S. government has been quite generous in terms of enabling organizations like, say, the Children to Work There. But the needs are just, they're so huge when you talk about 6 million people in Syria alone that have needs, not to mention all the refugees in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey and Iraq.
Right. Well, this civil war that has been going on for so long, you know, I remember when we first started, you know, reporting on it, and it was, you know, a couple of thousand people dead as a result. And then soon it became 20, 30, 100,000. And it just continues to escalate. And we sometimes forget that the children are so greatly affected by this. And now, according to the most recent War on Children report, Syria is now the worst place for children to live. What does that tell us?
You know, that tells us that we are failing Syrian children, basically. You know, as a small example, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed a ceasefire resolution to stop all fighting in Syria for 30 days last week. It was violated the very next day. Not only that, a ground offensive into eastern Ghouta started. So if parties to the conflict aren't paying any attention to political leaders and acting with complete immunity or impunity, you know, what does that say about the international system? People can just do whatever they want, and the people that are paying the price are the Syrian families and especially the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, of all the things that they would want, they want education. And of course, that has been a target of, you know, of the Assad government. I mean, more than 60 schools in eastern Ghouta have been damaged or destroyed by bombings in the first 2 months of this year. This is according to Save the Children partners there, right?
Correct. And, you know, to the credit of our Syrian partners, they find ways around that. So they don't need an actual school building to continue to teach these kids. You know, they use technology. They use WhatsApp, you know, to send messages, to send, you know, homework online. Even now in the basement, we're getting stories that teachers are gathering students together in basements and trying to give them lessons and keep them learning. So it is very tragic about the school building, but the ingenuity of the Syrian teachers and the people and their commitment to helping these kids learn is something that we should really appreciate.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the courage, you know, the perseverance that it takes in the face of this is most incredible. When we're talking about 250,000 Syrian children regularly being denied humanitarian access, you know, at the 7-year mark, which approaches on Thursday, March the 15th, 5.3 million Syrian children are in need of humanitarian aid. The need is immense here. What is your call, Sonia? What you know, for me, I say, look at where's the United States? Where's, I mean, you try to put the focus on people who can help here, but how can we better communicate a message, an SOS, you know, for these children there in Syria?
I think it's important for us to raise awareness that if we don't help these kids now, we're facing a lost generation of kids. Then you have a whole generation of kids that are growing up being not educated, having seen so much violence, having extreme mental distress and trauma, and that's not good for us in the future or for Syria's possibilities of being a prosperous country in the future. What gets hidden in this conflict a lot is the mental health impact of seeing so much violence on these children. When you talk about children who were living under ISIS control and were forced to witness beheadings and would see bodies lying around on the ground for so long, now you can't address that by delivering them clean water or making sure they're vaccinated. That takes years of getting them back help and getting them into routine activities. And so I would say people need to understand that this is a long road ahead, but if we don't start addressing these issues now, we're going to see problems years from now.
Sonia, what you've just laid out in terms of a generation being totally lost, and what happens with, you know, people who are whose mental acuity is so affected and damaged. I mean, we talk about PTSD in this country because of our soldiers, but these children are suffering the same thing of PTSD, are they not?
They definitely are. You know, we call it toxic stress, which means stress that is building up in a person's body over time and over years, and if it's not addressed, it can actually have physical manifestations all the way into adulthood. So what we're trying to do is find every way possible that we can address it, whether it's giving parents tips on how to support their children, whether it's getting them into school, whether it's just doing things like giving them a playground to play in. What we found is making children, one, feel physically safe to the extent that we can, and two, giving them some kind of routine so every day they know what to expect during their day. There's a very small step that can help them. And in some cases, it's really the most we can do right now.
Exactly. Sonia Kush, Director of Syrian Program, Save the Children. Sonia, where can people go for more information?
We have our website, SaveTheChildren.org, and it talks more about what Save the Children is doing there, and we'll really appreciate any support we can get to continue the work we are doing.
Well, Sonia, please stay in touch. I appreciate your time. Thank you for reporting on this dire issue that, we all need to respond. When I say the United States or, you know, the international community, that is us, and we can do something about it. So go to our website and do what you can to be a part of the solution. Sonia, again, remind everybody of the website.
Sure. It's SaveTheChildren.org, and thank
you. Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here.
Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter,
as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to godsnotdead.com.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent as well. Last week, the Chicago Tribune reported that a group of former pastors and staff members had accused megachurch pastor Billy Hybels of sexual harassment and misconduct. The best-selling author and founder of one of America's largest churches denied all of the allegations, but Bill Hybels wasn't the only pastor in the news last week. Andy Savage, the Memphis pastor, who was met with applause after disclosing a decades-old assault on a teen and his former youth group, resigned last Tuesday. Although High Point Church's investigation didn't uncover further abuse, the leadership agreed that his resignation was appropriate. Well, in the wake of hashtag MeToo and the sexual assault crisis, how should churches respond to allegations of sexual misconduct within their own ranks? With us right now is a former pastor, a licensed professional counselor, sexual recovery therapist with focus on the family. He's been doing this for over 30 years, Dr. John Thornton. Dr. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thanks, Bill. It's good to be here today.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this pervasive topic. I mean, we're told to be in the world, not of the world. But the church is not immune from dealing with this hashtag MeToo movement. And I know your sensitivity is much like mine, is that when, you know, the door is opened up here, we've got to be a bit cautious and discerning, because there's a lot of emotions behind this hashtag MeToo movement.
There definitely is, Bill. I think it's really a rallying call, I think, to all of us that are in church leadership and even the Christian community to make sure that we're on the proactive side of this. There are some really important steps that we could actually take that would prevent us from even getting into these extremely difficult and painful circumstances. I would certainly recommend to your listeners out there who are in a leadership role to encourage their churches to have a written policy and to address these issues beforehand. Mm-hmm. And to do all that we can to call our pastors to have accountability. I know one of the things I see so often when pastors are falling these days is that they have failed to have an accountability person or persons in their life where they can have that support, encouragement, and prayer. And as most people probably would recognize, being a pastor is a tough thing. Yeah. But pastors do have a very important responsibility to exercise good self-care and to have that accountability in place.
Well, I agree that there needs to be a policy, and that's been part of the problem, that this hasn't been thought out, how to deal with it. I mean, the Catholic Church has had their issues over the years and probably thought when initially started breaking out, maybe we can kind of deal with this in-house. The problem was much more comprehensive than their plan to deal with it. And, of course, this came out years later. And here we are in the Protestant churches dealing with it again. And I think before we get into policy, maybe we just need to get into that, into that prone position before God, asking for forgiveness and saying, you know, where have we failed? What have we done? And seek God's face on this to get his wisdom, because we need to address this right off the bat, and the sooner the better. And I know that in dealing with any kind of sin, it's very, very difficult. It's easy for us, you know, to talk about it in the sense that we're not the one whose family is going to be directly affected by this, or church following, or, you know, careers and that sort of thing. But this is where we need to represent the grace and healing power of God. Oh, yes, on the wake of another Easter that we just celebrated.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Bill. I think, you know, one of the difficult things about the Willow Creek situation is that the elders actually did a thorough investigation, and then there was another independent person who came in, a lawyer, and he did his investigation, and both of those parties have indicated that there was not evidence of any impropriety, and yet still the allegations keep coming forward. I'm with you. I think we have to be extremely careful. I was thinking of Mother Teresa the other day, a statement she made many years ago. If you judge people, you don't have time to love them. And I think we really need to be very cautious in these situations to protect the dignity of Bill, his family, and also the church.
Exactly. Well, again, as you say, and I agree with you, that you know, this is a tough topic, but it's one that needs to be confronted, especially in light of you know, all these years. We don't even know, John, to what degree, how many women previously have been abused, whether it's at work or whatever workplace. I mean, we know that it's pervasive. This has been going on in certain industries. I mean, even now, I mean, politically, we still have in Congress, there are some legislators that are still walking around that were part of a $17 million settlement that we don't know about yet. And they're kind of, you know, hiding. I mean, we've had a couple of legislators, John Conyers and Al Franken, that were exposed and those issues resolved. But what about the others that are yet to be resolved? And, you know, again, I'm reminded of the book of Ecclesiastes that says that because we do not confront sin immediately, it just kind of snowballs, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think your point is to be well taken. I mean, when these kinds of allegations come forth, churches really need to be prepared to handle that and to give immediate attention and not to take it lightly or to disregard it. In the case with Andy Savage, I'm going to commend him for at least acknowledging that his wrongdoing years ago. But if you go back and look at the story, there were some grievous errors made back those many years ago. For example, even the senior pastor at that time trying to cover that up, and then this poor woman who has been suffering for years under a tremendous burden and not being able to get the help that she needed. So we really can learn from these mistakes, I hope, and try to establish these policies that are going to protect the victim as well.
Yeah. And as you say, we have to sincerely approach these issues. You know, sin is sin. Let's confront it. Let's allow healing to take place. I mean, for this woman who, as you say, has been carrying this burden that has affected her purpose, her holy purpose in life. Boy, this is brutal. I mean, your heart breaks for her, and even for Andy. You know, here it is. You know, he's having to deal with this reality. And again, to the point of the book of Ecclesiastes, is that it's much more complicated. You know, it reminds me of that Pennzoil commercial, you know, John, that said, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference was, is if you pay now, it might be a little bit expensive, but later, much more expensive, right? And this is the way, this is an opportunity, I think, for all of us, because, as you said, we've been dealing with this over the years. It just wasn't Harvey Weinstein. I mean, a lot of people, because it's so horrific, and we just don't want to, I don't know if it's just that we just don't want to think about it, the embarrassment, all that goes on, but my goodness, the damage that is created as a result of this is just so massive. And I guess in some sense we can be grateful for Harvey Weinstein and the hashtag MeToo movement, because you know, God finally said, it's enough of this stuff. You know, let's deal with this. Let's put it all out and let's see how my people address this. And here is a chance for the church to really take the lead and represent God's grace, his mercy, and redemption, right?
Absolutely. I was just thinking about, and most of your listeners know, Billy Graham passed away recently. And what they may not know was many years ago, there was a friend of his who was in a high position of authority, and this person fell just because of the appearance of impropriety, and Billy Graham determined as a very young man that he was going to have those boundaries well established, and we sure could learn from men like him and prevent a lot of harm being done to the innocent people and even to the cause in the name of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, Mike Pence was made fun of, and what he employed and believed in was the Billy Graham principle in terms of not in terms of, as you say, avoiding all appearance of evil. Not even, you know, today it's very casual. You just have dinner with another woman other than your wife. No big deal. But Mike Pence brought it back into the discussion. Yes, the women from The View and, you know, the cultural crusaders of today made fun of him. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of women around this country saying right on. And even men who have fallen and gotten themselves in trouble going, you know, Mike Pence, I'm sure glad you brought that up because that reminded me. Our audience knows that I was honored to work with the Billy Graham Crusade in the mid-80s in Los Angeles in Southern California at Anaheim. And that was one of the key principles right up the bat. You didn't cross counsel. You never closed the door. You didn't even get in an elevator with somebody in the opposite side. You were never in a position of privacy with somebody other than your wife in those kind of moments that could even be suggested. You avoided all appearance of evil. And so that stayed with me and has stayed with me since. I thought that was just awesome counsel.
Yeah, it is really awesome counsel, and we've got a lot of respect for Mike Pence and his family. And if you know him at all, what a strong marriage he has and a tremendous legacy in his family and impact that I think is even national just because of that stand he's taken.
Yeah, I mean, what married couple wouldn't want you know, the relationship that the Pences have? I mean, it's quite the example. I mean, I'm not trying to put him up on a pinnacle, but, you know, with all the things that we hear about in our media and the culture and, you know, TV, movies and all that sort of thing, it's quite refreshing to have somebody in a position as the Vice President of the United States honoring his wife the way he is. And it's like, you know, and yes, you get some of these, you know, knucklehead pundits that just make fun. You just go, how sad, you know?
Yeah, it really is sad. I don't know about you, Bill. I've been married 41 years, and I've been trying to follow the Billy Graham rule myself, and it has been such a tremendous help and inspiration. And
yeah.
John Pence is just a stalwart guy. Wow.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. John Thorington from Focus on the Family has been with us. John, as we wrap things up here in the last 30 seconds, you know, what do you want to see ultimately for the church here to do? What's your summary here on this?
Yeah, again, just really be prepared. Look at this issue carefully for the sake of the church, but also there are people that have been wounded, and we certainly need to stand there and to be there for them. If your church is trying to come together and have a policy and wants some help with that, I definitely want to encourage your listeners to give us a call here at Focus on the Family. We have pastoral counselors who do that kind of thing on a regular basis. There's no charge for the consultation. If they were to call us at 855-771-4357, we would be glad to help.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they